President Hichilema's remarks on opposition civic leaders slammed. Zema staff warned over late coming and corruption. And 42 killed as bus crashes on South Africa mountain paths.
The Hot FM News with Monique Matipa.
Good afternoon. Here's the news in detail. Chipangali District Council Chairperson Maxson Nkoma has expressed disappointment over recent remarks made by President Hakainde Hichilema, which he says unfairly targets elected local government officials from opposition and independent backgrounds. Mr. Nkoma says President Hichilema's suggestion made during an address to party officials in Lusaka yesterday that opposition-aligned mayors, council chairpersons and councillors are deliberately frustrating government development programs is both misleading and unjust. He has further described the president's utterances as a serious assault on democracy and an affront to the will of the Zambian people, who he noted elect leaders based on merit and development record, not political affiliation. Mr. Nkoma has emphasized that instead of promoting division and suspicion, the head of state should focus on fostering unity and collective responsibility in delivering development to all Zambians.
The emphasis by the president suggesting that opposition civic leaders are frustrating government development programs are a serious assault on democracy and undermine the will of the people in choosing leaders of their choices. It is extremely disappointing that the president chose to ignore the collaborative efforts and partnerships which civic leaders, regardless of their political affiliation, are undertaking in their respective districts. Across the country, civic leaders have played a pivotal role in the implementation of government initiatives such as Cash for Work program, Constituent Development Funds project, and other broader decentralization policy framework.
Minister of Green Economy and Environment, Mike Mposha, this morning conducted an impromptu visit to the Zambia Environmental Management Authority, ZEMA, headquarters in Lusaka, where he raised serious concerns over staff absenteeism and alleged corruption within the institution. Arriving at the offices around 8:20 hours, accompanied by journalists, the minister discovered that only about 50 of the expected 100 staff members were present, with many offices locked and cleaners still tidying up corridors well after the official start of working hours. In the absence of Acting Director General Karen Banda, Mr. Mposha addressed the staff present, issuing a firm but friendly warning and reminding them that many qualified Zambians are ready to take over their roles if the prevailing culture of laxity continues. The minister has revealed that he has privileged information indicating that some ZEMA officers are ignoring environmental violations and deliberately delaying project approvals to pressure clients and facilitate corruption.
Your clients, I've seen so many clients that are in the compact, will be waiting for you in your office. Is that how we must work? What is the official reporting time?
Eight hours.
8 hours. And most of the offices there by 8:20, 8:25 were still locked. I'm meeting people after 8 in your corridors, still cleaning the offices. What work culture? If we cannot just respect the reporting time, and yet you know the role that ZEMA plays, the importance of this institution as one of our key regulators. All these projects that ZDA is attracting in the country, most of them require that they pass through you in terms of environmental impact assessment. At what stage do we do all that if we cannot report at 8 hours?
Development Aid from People to People, DAPP, says its annual research indicates that approximately 500 under 5 children in Lusaka are infected with tuberculosis each year, with most cases going undiagnosed, often resulting in death. Speaking to Hot FM News, DAPP Senior Partnership Director Anne Horup has revealed that under current health guidelines, every child under the age of 5 living with a TB-infected adult is supposed to receive preventative treatment. However, she has noted this is not being effectively implemented in Zambia. Ms. Horup has further disclosed that DAPP has run out of funding to continue its TB prevention programs targeting children, but emphasized that the organization remains committed to fighting the disease. She has called on the Ministry of Health and other stakeholders to prioritize screening and preventive treatment for children, especially those living in high-risk environments.
We also ran tuberculosis project in Lusaka, and we hope we'll come back whenever we have some funding. But we found in our project a good number of children who should be on TB prevention because they are living in a household with a person that has TB infection temporary, and also some children who had TB that were not diagnosed. Maybe we are counting around 500 in Lusaka district in a year. Look at a population of 3 million. It's not a lot, but the problem is TB is very difficult to get rid of. It's damaging the lungs if it's not treated, and you can die. So we have under 5 children dying of TB because it's not discovered.
Liberia's Deputy Minister for Instructions, Amos Fully, says his county is keen to learn from the Teaching Council of Zambia's Teacher Management Information System to strengthen teacher regulation and data management in Liberia. Speaking during a courtesy call on Minister of Education, Douglas Siakalima, Mr. Fully said the collaboration presents an opportunity to improve education systems through shared innovation and best practices. He said the visit provides an excellent platform for joint collaboration between the two nations, allowing them to share experiences and align their efforts with the African Union's Continental Education Strategy for Africa, CESA.
Currently, Liberia is transitioning toward a digital teacher database system that will integrate learning, CBD, tracking, and school accreditation. A major reason for our study visit to this country, Zambia, we are particularly interested in learning from the Teaching Council of Zambia Teacher Management Information System, and it enhances teacher regulation data management. This study tour provides an excellent opportunity for joint collaboration, allow both countries to share experiences and strengthen our collective effort toward achieving the African Union's Continental Education Strategy for Africa.
Meanwhile, Minister of Education Douglas Siakalima has reaffirmed Zambia's commitment to partnerships that promotes quality education across the African continent.
Many of the things we've been able to interact with the Teaching Council of Zambia, and particularly we came here for them. So the next 4 days, I think it will be high of activity with the Teaching Council of Zambia.
Yes.
And just to say also, water. So we thought that investing in our people, especially the next generation, will help this country. Hence, we said we shall now going to do this. We'll put more money in our education system and forget about putting money elsewhere.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
In business news, the Energy Regulation Board, ERB, says the volume of diesel pumped daily through the Tazama pipeline has increased from 2.8 million litres in 2023 to 3.8 million litres currently. Speaking to Hot FM News, ERB Director General Engineer Elijah Sichone has attributed the improvement to the introduction of a substance known as a drag-reducing agent, DRA, which enhances the flow efficiency within the pipeline. Engineer Sichone has noted that as a result of this development, approximately 80% of the diesel imported into the country is now transported via the pipeline. He has further highlighted that the Tazama pipeline remains the most cost-effective